This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
John Piller is my guest in this segment of the program. He is the Director of Mind-Body Programming at ACAC, and this is our monthly health and wellness update brought to you by ACAC. So, I've really been looking forward to this because I'm one person that's always wanted to learn Tai Chi and never have. It's one of those things that's on my my list before I die. I'm definitely going to do that. And I don't know why it appeals to me, but every time I see somebody do it, I'm like, gosh, I wish I knew how to do that. Anyway, so we'll talk about that and a bunch of stuff. But let's start, if we can, with a John Piller 101. How did you find yourself in Charlottesville doing mind-body programming? And then we'll talk about what that is. But first, what's your background?
Well, I found myself in Charlottesville because I came here to study in the Masters of Fine Arts program at the university. So I came unrelated to mind-body other than I was very attracted to the writing that Charles Wright did, which has a mind-body component.
Of course.
And so when I was here, I did a lot of things that were active around the university and around the community, and did a lot of Tai Chi first, and then I studied in Zurich, Switzerland for two stretches of about a month each, and came back and started studying yoga with a teacher here. And basically, it was supply and demand. There was a big demand for people to teach yoga and do mind-body programming, and I was available. So I started out with one class and added two and three, and now I find myself directing a program. We've got about 48 yoga classes a week, about 20 Nia classes.
We've got
Alexander Technique classes 4 weeks.
Wow.
It has exploded in the last few years.
And why is that, John? Why do you think, my guess is, as America grays and the baby boomers start to gray and get older, that we're only going to see more and more of this becoming popular because the health benefits are there. I mean, science has conclusively shown that there's true health benefits that can come of this. But why do you think it is? This is just exploding, yoga and Tai Chi, and it's as popular now as a treadmill.
Yeah, well, there's a number of reasons that I think that it's gotten so popular. And one is just intuitively, we can tell. When you do this, you feel better. And so that's always had a certain attraction. In the 70s, the Beatles, you had all of the Yogaville and Satchitananda followers, and that was more the mental elements of it, transcendental meditation. And then it slowly started branching out, and people started realizing that there are more forms of this. And it grew. So you had all kinds of ways to approach it. That was the first thing, just availability. And then at the same time, a lot of people that were exercising, running was popular in the 70s. And pretty soon you get into the early 80s and your knees hurt, your ankles hurt, your back hurts, your neck hurts. And then you try to figure out what to do about that. So slowly people start finding that, doing yoga prevents injuries, makes you feel better. Doing Tai Chi gives you movement in the joints. Alexander Technique, you have your posture. Nia, you can move the energy and feel good. And these are ways that they start out often complementing. We get a lot of people that start because they have injuries or they want to reduce their stress. And then we have a lot of people that want to start exercising and they don't really know how. They're intimidated by going into other classes or picking up the weights. And they think this is a fairly non-threatening way to start and they can start slowly. And with the levels of classes we have from introduction to beginning yoga through very advanced yoga. And the same thing with all the programs, that you can start slowly and go at your own pace and you can feel the benefits immediately. So day to day, you feel better muscle mass, you feel more relaxed, you feel better instantly after the class. And finally, people have started to listen to this. They're tired of feeling bad and like feeling good, and it's taken off. And then they talk to their friends who've been complaining about sore backs, not being able to sleep, and then our classes are full.
Yeah. We're talking with John Piller. He's the Director of Mind-Body Programming at ACAC. And for somebody who's listening who's perhaps elderly and hasn't been in a gym in years, this is probably a good place to start, isn't it?
This is a marvelous place to start. So, I don't even know that we would call ACAC now a gym because the health and wellness movement has gone beyond what traditionally people would think of as a gym. And when you come in, for instance, to ACAC, if you're looking for a place to start, you can start in a warm water pool and do things that open up the joints. We have restorative yoga. We have a lot of people that come in physician referred, and so they can start very slowly and work up to levels that are you know, very accomplished. We have people that start through Cancer Fit programs. We have a restorative yoga program where people come in and they're just not strong enough to do a lot. But the restorative yoga has a lot of lying down, using bolsters and blankets to really relax and then build up your immune system, allow you to learn to breathe. We have an oncology yoga class too that then you can take another step.
Oh, that's great. Wow.
It's amazing where you can go. And at the same time, we have people that are doing amazingly advanced things. They are in great shape cardiovascularly. They have a great body shape. They feel good about how they look and how they feel. And it goes the whole spectrum. And in every class, though we have levels so that we try to get people at the right level so they feel comfortable with the people that are around, we're an extremely inclusive environment. So it's a welcoming environment in every class. The teachers are phenomenal in making sure that everybody feels good. And then they start to meet the other people in the classes, and it really builds community so they feel supported. And that's the thing that you can't convey enough, not to be intimidated, because when you come in, the last thing you'll feel, particularly at any of the ACAC locations here, is intimidated. You feel welcomed. The people are across the spectrum, men, women, young, old, really fit, not so fit, but they're all very wonderful, welcoming people who are having a great time, and you pick that up immediately.
And we're talking with John Piller of ACAC. Let's get into some of the specifics now, because you've used some words that I don't even know what you're talking about. Let's start with the most obvious one, and that's yoga. What is that, and what's it look like in terms of like signing up for a class?
So there's lots of ways to come to yoga at ACAC. We run usually month-long programs a couple times a year. So somebody that doesn't even know what a yoga mat is or where you would find it in the studio, they can walk in, be guided in. We supply all of the mats, all of the support they need, like blocks or blankets or straps, and go through the names of the postures in English and in Sanskrit if the teachers use those. So if they go into another class where somebody might use the Indian term for it, they would know, you know, Trikonasana is going to be the triangle pose, and they would know basic orientation. We have ongoing introductory level classes so that you can go and feel supported. That's a fundamental class where you would go. You'd do some breathing, some stretching, some strength building, but nothing that would make you feel that you were going beyond your limits. And those are often, we have intro classes or basic hatha yoga classes.
Yeah.
Hatha yoga would be the style of yoga where you move the body, use asanas, so postures, and you are using the body more than the meditation, more the philosophy. This element works with the body and then works to those other levels. Then we have vinyasa. It's a moving style of yoga, and ashtanga yoga, which is a prescribed order of postures. And these get more and more intense as you go, and you find that people move between them as they get better in fitness and strength. They might move up. If they have any injuries or illness, they might move to another one. Or a lot of people just take a very challenging class 2 days a week and a nice, easy one another day a week, and that fits their schedule great.
I have to tell you, I've seen some people that are incredibly, incredible shape. And I say, what do you work out? You lift weights? You do the treadmill? What do you do? No, I just do yoga. I mean, it's amazing.
Well, this is what I find. More and more people talk to me that they ask me, is it okay that I'm not running? Is it okay that I'm not lifting weights? I don't feel like I need to, but they want assurance that, as good as they feel, as strong as they feel, that it's really okay. And it is. I mean, depending on your life, I play tennis, I do other things, I coach baseball. My line is that your yoga practice should enhance whatever else you're doing.
Right.
So that can be a compliment. But we found that you are lifting weights. Every time you do many of these poses, you're lifting your own body weight, which amazingly, a lot of bodybuilders, people who lift weights and use only individual muscles, have a very hard time doing.
Interesting.
What you find is you build the core strength. This is one of the buzz terms now. And I work with people from, 40 to 60 regularly, and I kid them that they're in much better shape than when I work with groups of high school students and young athletes, which I do quite a bit. They're stronger in the core and they're more flexible, the older folks, and they laugh. They think I'm kidding them, but they really are. A couple times a week, they've built this core strength and the ability to use their body weight to build strength that you just don't get in other
ways. Now, John, for somebody who's never done yoga and it's never seen it except in maybe pictures from India, this isn't a religious thing, right? It's not. Somebody shouldn't come in and expect some type of religious thing attached to it. It's a workout, really.
Well, there's all levels and intensities of this. So if you go to Yogaville and you sign up for a weekend retreat, you're going to get a lot of meditation and sitting, and you know there are elements of it.
There'll be a spiritual aspect to it.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's emphasized only as you go further along on the path. At ACAC, you sign up for an introductory class. They're going to tell you that there are other levels, that this may lead to, you know, you get done with the class and you may feel really, really peaceful and just want to sit still. This is a normal thing, and it's not anything that is going to conflict with any religion. You know, I go to, you know, a Christian church and I read Hindu philosophy. They don't compete at all in my mind. They're complementary. And in no way at ACAC do these things, you know, are they presented in any way that anyone should feel at all threatened by that.
We're talking with John Piller, the director of mind-body programming at ACAC. And tell us now, what is Tai Chi, which is a little different from yoga, right?
Yeah, Tai Chi is the movement. If you see people in the park, and you'll see it here quite a bit, there's also a National Tai Chi Day where you'll see it on the downtown mall. People are standing. Yogi, you'll also see people standing, but then you'll see people down on the ground or balance on their arms or something, balance on one leg. And you'll see the Tai Chi is much more of a stance. As it's taught most of the time, you start with smooth, easy movements, and Chi is the term for the energy, trying to move the energy through the body, through a nice, relaxed breathing, and movements that make you ground as you get deeper into the hips and move. Ultimately, Tai Chi was the ultimate fighting style. It was a free-form fighting style that allowed, you know, a lot of the martial arts came out of monasteries where they needed to protect the ability to study and live peaceful lives, so they had to learn how to defend themselves. As it's taught here, our teachers, Hiromi and David, will teach you applications if you're interested. Why you're moving this would be to block somebody hitting you. But it's also, you know, gives you mobility in the shoulders. It allows you to drop into the hips. It strengthens the muscles above and below the knees. So in Tai Chi, you'll find a lot of people who enjoy the slow movement because you have a nice sense of rhythm. And you really can start to feel a movement of the energy. People that have inflammation of the joints find tremendous benefits here. And when you're looking at the scientific benefits, it's one of the things in yoga and Tai Chi that make it very, very difficult to study. Double-blind tests where they isolate a specific aspect doesn't work so well, because what happens is you start to use the whole body. You start to change diet so you feel better as you go. You use breathing and you use the mind to concentrate, so the things happen kind of together instead of isolated. They find real benefits that are measurable in blood pressure and concentration and brain waves, but they can't really figure out why. And
that's really interesting.
It's really, really interesting.
And this is the kind of thing, when we talk about Tai Chi, when we see those things on television with in like a park in China in the morning where dozens of people are out there in lines moving slowly in unison, that's oftentimes Tai Chi.
That's correct. And that's, unfortunately, it's usually used, you see these people in the parks, to sell anti-inflammatory drugs.
Yeah. What is Nia?
Nia is a combination of mind-body programs that incorporates an element of dance, an element of Tai Chi, an element of yoga. So you get stretched.
So it puts it all together.
It does. And it's a not, 3,000-year-old form as yoga and Tai Chi, but a more recent development, kind of merging some of these mind-body elements. And to me, the dance element, the expressive element, is what I see that people pick up on. They feel, a good workout when they come out of it. But they feel calm and relaxed as you do in any of the yoga or Tai Chi classes, too.
Interesting. So what are the nuts and the bolts of how this works? Is a typical class an hour, or is it two? Is it in the morning? Is it at night? Or is it just whatever works with your schedule?
Well, the answer to that is, all of the above. So for yoga programming right now at ACAC, between Albemarle Square and downtown, we have on our schedule for the fall 48 classes a week. So they will start at 6:15 in the morning and end about 7:30 at night. And in those are hour-and-a-half classes, hour classes, and of various styles. The Nia classes tend to be just a little over an hour and 10 minutes usually. Tai Chi is generally an hour, and yoga is 60 to 90 minutes, depending on, the style and the time. But we have people that come over from downtown, they come from the downtown mall, sneak in a workout, an hour yoga class. We have people that take hour-and-a-half classes midday. Weekends are very popular. But we try to offer literally what people want. So we have a schedule, but we modify it as the demographics change, as We opened downtown. We saw people wanted earlier morning things, so we add those. As long as people attend, we keep them, and that's really, we're dictated by what people's schedules and interest, you know, demands.
Now, here's the big question. Do you have to join ACAC to take these classes, or can you go in and say, I just want to take a beginning introductory yoga class?
You can go in and say you want to take a beginning or introductory
yoga
class.
So you can just sign up for a class.
Well, you wouldn't sign up for a class per se, but you would get a card that, so you can get a 6-class visit card, and we often run an introductory yoga session that would be 6 sessions as well, and they're called class cards. So you could get that and take that just for those 6 visits. We have, you know, you'd have to talk to membership to get all the recent things because they have...
Because they're running specials all the time.
They have all kinds of ways of making things available. So there are things that give you a month, something for 2 months. So the physician referred program has a couple months. Not everybody knows that if you know somebody that goes to ACAC, the first Friday of every month you can go in and try out any class with your... friend, and if you don't have a friend, just say you're my friend, and
and you're in.
There you go.
That's great.
So yes, we try to make it available. What the idea is, particularly from my point of view, is that when you come in, when you take a class, when you meet our teachers, when you see the other people, you're going to want to join, and that's ultimately, I think, the way that it's best for people. Because when you join, then everything is included. You can go whenever you want, as many times you want a week. There's no limits and everything else. So I have a lot of members that join just for yoga. They take 3 yoga classes a week, which is less expensive than any of the other places to take yoga in town. And then on top of that, they get showers, they get pools, they get bikes and anything else that they would want. So it's an amazing opportunity for people.
How can people get more information?
They can call either of the clubs, 978-3800, 984-3800, and just ask... you know, who to talk to, any of the membership people. They can ask for me. They can get my email. Anybody there can give them basic information.
John Piller is the Director of Mind-Body Programming at ACAC. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.